This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Launching here into the second hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've also got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. I'm going to play an advertisement that is from Reason.tv. It's brilliant satire. For those of us, for those podcast listeners who already heard it earlier in the show, I apologize. And those who are listening,
it's still good.
And those who are listening on the radio from the beginning, I apologize for the repetitiveness, but I think it's so funny. And we've always got new people tuning in to the show, and it's sort of one of the main topics on the program tonight. So here you go.
Milestone.
A milestone.
It's a historic moment for our country, and I am so proud
that a woman
will be in charge of our nation's secret kill list.
Will preside over the warrantless mass surveillance of ordinary citizens.
A woman will direct our drone assassination program.
Finally, it will be a woman.
It's about time we had a female overseeing the huge expansion of regulatory burdens.
And the huge expansion of entitlement spending.
Of military spending.
Of executive power.
Of federal debt. It will finally be a woman who helps destabilize the Middle East.
It's finally a woman's job to disregard the Constitution.
To keep throwing money at education policies that never yield results.
To tell blatant falsehoods about transparency.
While punishing whistleblowers at long last. Our wealthy,
vindictive,
paranoid,
narcissistic,
power-hungry president
will have a vagina.
A vagina
will have a vagina.
This changes everything.
And one of the funnier parts is that it's all going to be true. Whether it's Hillary or Trump or whoever it is that wins, everything they said about the president doing all of those terrible things, it's all going to be true in the next 4 years.
Not the 2X chromosomes part, necessarily.
Okay, but everything else, all the predictions about what was going to happen or what's going to continue happening. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Mark, you'd asked a question that I don't think has really been answered yet from someone who believes that women will be better off in the next 4 years if Hillary is elected. Why is it that you believe that's going to be the case?
How will they be better off?
And how will they be better off?
Can you describe it?
And is there something specifically that Hillary is going to do that you expect that she will do that will make women better off? If you believe that, would love to hear from you. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Let's go to Carson City where John is on the line in Skype land. Hello, John.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
Thinking about women and libertarianism, I noticed at the end of the LP convention when
it's
McCaffrey
the Libertarian
was,
Party.
Right. I'm sorry. The Libertarian Party convention. When McCaffrey was finally out of the running, when he was eliminated in the voting, he had a parting shot for the Libertarian Party delegates in which he told them that they should be ashamed of themselves because they were 75% men and 99% white. And this strikes me as kind of similar. I often hear people say, yeah, well, we need to get more women in the Libertarian Party. And this strikes me as similar to saying, well, we need more women in the White House or we need more women in public office.
Well, I don't think that anyone should be ashamed of themselves for being in the Libertarian Party and the fact that it has the ratio
of accidents of birth
that it does. I don't think that you should be ashamed of yourself. I do agree that the Libertarian Party would be more effective if, and any libertarian movement would be more effective at spreading its ideas if it had a more diverse membership. I think that's true. Just because people haven't gotten over the idea that people are different, you know, that we're all humans, that it doesn't matter the color of your skin or your, you know, what's hanging or not between your legs, that, you know, to some extent people do still feel comfortable around some of the folks that have things in common with them. And I think there's something to that, don't you?
Well, it seems kind of like saying, well, we should we should pursue people who have certain things between their legs, that we should target the libertarian message for people who have certain things before their between their legs.
Well, I think the libertarian message should be targeted to different interest groups. And, you know, a lot of times people who, you know, have a vagina are more likely to be taking care of children. So you would want to target a message to them about how libertarianism makes being a mom or, you know, taking care of kids.
Makes the world a better world for their kids.
Right, a better place. So, yeah, you would absolutely want to target your message depending on who your audience is. Nothing wrong with that. But to shame people for being in the Libertarian Party and because it has certain demographics, that doesn't make any sense. That's not fair. I'll disagree with him on that.
Well, you know, I think that different people in different groups are differently disposed to certain things like the message of liberty and to say economic thinking.
Are you suggesting there? I want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying. Are you suggesting there that women or some other group of people, some other arbitrary collection of people, is somehow less economically sound in their knowledge?
Well, for instance, yeah, Brian Kaplan, an economist who you've had on, has said that you know, he's in his book The Myth of the Rational Voter. He showed a lot of research that said that. That women's views on economics were less rational than men's on average. Another political philosopher.
But what does it matter what the averages are? We're talking about a movement that focuses on individuals.
Well, focusing on individuals. So as a libertarian movement, then why would we say we need more women if we're focusing on individuals?
Well, okay, so I'm not sure where I stand on this particular side, but I tend to agree with Ian that if, you know, libertarian women were to tailor a message towards other women, that they'd probably be effective in that, and that they can communicate
they'd
in ways.
They'd be more effective.
Yeah, they can communicate in ways that perhaps aren't heard if I attempt to communicate in them. And I communicate the issues, maybe it's focused, you know, probably there's some bias, and I'm focusing towards issues that would be of more concern to men. I don't, you know, I mean, that
you
all
probably don't have a lot of experience with feminine hygiene issues, for instance, and how the government gets involved in those areas.
I wouldn't be able to speak to that one way or the other, but I think it's more about values.
You've never been pregnant, so, you know, you can't relate.
Agreed. So whether or not on aggregate women are less economically literate, according to this one economist's or historian's
that sounds like something Chris Cantwell would say.
Well, no. I don't care whether it's true or not. It doesn't make a difference to me whether it's true. It may be true or false on the aggregate, but really what matters is this: women who are economically literate. You know, what can we speak to them in ways that might spread the message?
Or maybe we could teach people economic literacy, and
more
people could understand the ideas of freedom. So I think there is a benefit, John. But go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, isn't the very reason, like you say, something like that you know, maybe we should appeal to women more? Isn't it because
we should appeal to more people in the
libertarian movement?
No, it's you're not targeting women as a group. You're targeting people specifically on issues, but they may be more likely to listen to people who they believe they have something in common with. Similarly, an older person might be better at reaching out to older people than a younger person may.
I think that's absolutely true.
But I never hear libertarians say we need more men.
We got plenty of them.
Actually, it's a very, very small percentage of men that are libertarians.
That's true.
It's
a small percentage of everyone that's a libertarian.
Well, let's point this out, John. Just the people that are in the Libertarian Party, the fact is that the vast majority of people who are libertarian would not waste their time going to a Libertarian Party convention. They just wouldn't do that. So you still are looking for a personality type, which is people who are willing to go to a libertarian convention.
Personally, I don't care about the Libertarian Party and what they do. I think the liberty message in general can be tailored to different people based on their interests, and the person presenting that message is not necessarily, you know, depending on their demographics and depending on who they are and their experience in life, may or may not be the right person for that. In the same way that I say that Free Talk Live isn't the right talk show for everybody to listen to, it's, you know, there are some people who won't like our voices. There are some people who won't like one of our attitudes, or both, or whatever. Thanks, John, for your call. I think it's an important question, and it's something that a lot of people struggle with within the libertarian movement. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. The good news is there's a lot of great liberty-oriented shows, and there's probably one out there that you'll like. If you don't like this one, it's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer in compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Talk Live. And you can join us right here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. You know, whoever it is that's in charge of the U.S. federal government, whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats, they do tend to murder people around the world. And if you're sick and tired of that, you want to do something about it, stop using their money. There is an alternative, and that's Bitcoin, which, as we mentioned before, has had an interesting night so far. It's been shooting up overall over the entire evening here. There is an alternative to the state.
Shooting up in value.
Yeah, to the states. Well, it's not shooting up heroin or anything like that. There is an alternative.
I don't think the people necessarily even know that Bitcoin is commodity currency, so that its value would increase like that. You know, like that's. I guess when you're looking at foreign exchanges, Bitcoin is a currency that is international. It can be spent in any country.
That's right. It's not created by any state
and
or bank.
In the same way that a currency can rise and fall against the dollar, Bitcoin is currently rising against the dollar. So if you have Bitcoins...
And every other currency in the world, probably.
Yeah, your Bitcoins are becoming worth more because it is something of value as opposed to a fiat currency issued by a government.
Yeah, if you bought Bitcoin a month ago, you're doing really well right now because the price has just been going up generally over the last few weeks. Obviously, it goes up and down. It fluctuates. But overall, it's working out. Anyway, things are getting better because more businesses are also accepting Bitcoin than ever before. And that's a cool thing because you can actually go in real life and use it in some places. But of course, there's thousands of online businesses that accept it as well. And there are a lot of reasons why businesses would want to take Bitcoin, given that the fees are next to zero as far as accepting Bitcoin is concerned. So go to Bitcoin.com. You can learn more about Bitcoin there. It's a great introductory website. And, of course, by using the state's money, you're helping the state. So stop doing it. This puts power, the power of money into your hands. Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. As we go to George in Toronto, you can bring up anything you want, whether you want to talk about women getting elected to politics, specifically Hillary, and what, if anything, that's going to change for the better. For women, we'd love to hear from you. But George, you're on in Toronto. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, so I'm just calling for two things. One about women, but the other thing is yesterday I heard you talking about somebody that couldn't get a concealed weapons license because they said that he was defiant to authority figures or something.
Yes, that's correct. Derek J. Freeman, our former co-host, host of Flaming Freedom, was denied here in New Hampshire, in Keene specifically, where he applied. It was called unsuitable because he was not obedient to the state.
Yeah, well, if they deem you that, not only can they do that to you, but they can put you on medication too, you know.
Well, you know, I mean, in some places there certainly have been people who have been defiant and who have been dissenters who have been placed in mental health institutions and forced to take medications against their will. That does happen. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but thankfully it hasn't happened to Derek.
Yeah, luckily no. But if you're like a minor and you need to take a test, then they determine that about you, they'll make you take pills. The other thing is we need a woman leader who will tell all women to stop shaving their vaginas. Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks for the call. Wow, that was a little different. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Everybody's got their preferences.
I believe in America, where people can form and shape their hair in whatever way they wish.
Yes, I'm with you on that. No mandates when it comes to your pubic hair. Let's go.
Watch out for ingrown hairs, though, if you shave it too close.
I've heard about that. Ralph, you're on from New Jersey, or actually calling from somewhere in the U.S. Ralph, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
I'm sorry, I presumed you were in New Jersey. Go ahead, Ralph, you're on the air.
Well,
heard on the radio, so we have to let you go. He said he was for marijuana and S, is what he said there, for those of you who...
He sounds like this.
Now, do you think he was really stoned there, or...
I'm going to just go ahead and say yes.
Maybe stoned and drunk.
I don't know. It's not a very pleasant combination.
Well, you know, I guess it depends. I mean, you can be tipsy and stoned versus drunk and stoned, and that's probably a different story.
Yeah.
They say that having alcohol together with cannabis intensifies the effects. I am not a heavy drinker, so I personally don't really notice that to be the case. If I just have a couple of drinks, just two drinks, and then you know a little bit of cannabis, it doesn't really do anything differently for me. But everybody's different, and everybody responds to drugs differently. At least he was able to dial the phone to call into the show, and that's really all it will require. I mean, as long as we can sort of understand you and you can dial the phone number, you can call Free Talk Live. I realize the bar is not very high and that some of our program directors may not appreciate that that particular policy out there. But that's just the way we do radio.
Hopefully we do it well enough that that when people call in, we can make them funny.
I would have loved for that guy to have stayed on. I think that call could have been funnier had he actually been able to express himself a little bit more. But he said the S word, and unfortunately, you know, we have to let you go. Somebody asked a question, sort of a technical question on our AMP forum, is why do you guys always drop people off the air who say a bad word? Because sometimes people will say it accidentally.
Yes.
And then there's the people who call in to say it on purpose. And you can tell usually the difference between someone who's just getting passionate and they, you know, an S-bomb or an F-bomb slips out
yeah.
versus somebody who the first thing that comes out of their mouth is F this and F you, you know, that kind of person.
But essentially, you don't know the difference in those cases. And
sometimes you do. Sometimes
if somebody
you don't.
Slips up two times in a short period of time, we don't have the buffer left on our dump button. And that's basically the reason. Right?
It is, for the most part, a technical issue. But it's also a consistency issue because, as you said, Mark, you don't always know the difference between a good troll. You won't necessarily know. But it is a technical issue more so than anything else. So here's a little tip for when you're calling local talk radio. If they're in a delay, you can count the number of seconds that they're in delay based on, like, you know, the top of the hour or whatever, whenever they start their show. You can kind of figure it out. Or if you call in, you can listen on hold and then listen quietly on the radio and count the number of seconds. But a local show may have a longer delay that they build up. They could have 30 or 40 or 50 seconds. We can't do that for technical reasons because we're doing a network show. So we can only build like 6 or 7 seconds of delay. And so when we hit the dump button, we can you know select how much of it gets dumped out. But once we dump out all of our 6 seconds, we're back to live. And if somebody's saying F you and F this, then and we haven't gotten rid of them, or they later say something else, that's going to slip through.
Indeed.
So hey, the rule is we're on the radio. You can't say those words, and if you do, we got to punish you
There's
for it.
There's the paddling.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's a paddling.
Uh-huh. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But I would like to agree with the caller. I do support marijuana, at least that far. I don't know what else he was going to say. I think that it is a miracle drug that has helped so many people with so many medical
maladies.
Not
even really a drug. It's plant.
Well, I mean, that's kind of mincing words, isn't it?
The drug is extracting something. You don't really do anything to marijuana other than dry it. That's like calling tobacco a drug.
Well,
nicotine's a drug. Tobacco contains it.
The plant has drugs in it, okay? And
it has, yeah, chemicals in it, sure.
Yeah, I mean, so...
As does tobacco, yeah.
It's being used for the purpose of altering one's state of consciousness or health or helping one's health. So its use is a drug, is as a drug.
Yep.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I think it's dodgy to say cannabis isn't a drug. It absolutely is. It's just one of the more harmless ones out there and actually helps people in a lot of ways. It's Free Talk Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. Got plenty of time for you if you want to join us here. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. 855-450-3733. U.S. newspaper industry's been hollowed out by job losses. We'll give you the latest on the faltering, floundering newspaper business here, and you can join us at 855-450-FREE. Plus, since we were talking about Bitcoin, the best wallet out there, I'm going to go ahead and say the Jax wallet.
I love it.
Is really impressing me. I mean, it looked good when it was in beta, but now it's even better. You can actually use the Jax wallet to access Bitcoin Ether.
Bitcoin, Ether, and the DAO now.
And DAO tokens.
So essentially what a wallet is it's an account. So if Bitcoin is money, and it is, then a wallet is a way to manage your account. It's just like they just call it a wallet. So
that's right.
It's a great system. It's the best system I've been able to find.
It's also secure. Data is stored client side. They don't have access to your funds over at Decentral, which is the company that made Jax.
No, they don't. They don't have your funds.
It's cross platform, so you can have it on your phone. You can have it on your laptop. You can have it on your tablet, as long as you've got Google or Apple phones, tablets, and or Windows, Mac, or Linux. So whatever operating system you're on, it's probably going to work for you. Super easy to back up and recover your funds if necessary. Jax.io is their website. It's their ultimate aim to build you a digital command center for your life, giving you control over coins, currencies, contracts, identity, and more. And they're just getting started over there at Jax. Very exciting. And like all wallets for Bitcoin, it's free. But this is more than just Bitcoin. It's Ether, Bitcoin, and the new DAO tokens. Jax, JAXX.io. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, we've got Dave in Montana on via Skype. Hello, Dave.
Hey, yo, Ian, how you doing,
hey,
man?
Dave. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, cannabis ain't a drug. You calling cannabis a drug, it's like calling a tomato a drug. A tomato has a chemical inside of it that's good for your prostate. So,
isn't there also a little bit of nicotine in tomatoes?
Yeah, it's nightshade.
Dave, I'm glad you also called it cannabis, too. I was going to bring this up, that marijuana is a slang term.
It's a propaganda word made up by the government to terrorize people into not using it. That's what it is. When you say marijuana, you're playing along with their little propaganda scheme.
All right, but why isn't it a drug? I want to get a little bit deeper into this.
It's an herb. It's like calling oregano. You could, you know, a drug is rendered, you know, like broken down and rendered, you know, like heroin. You take a poppy flower and you turn it into the opium. Then you got to add certain acids to it or something like that and render it into the heroin. You know, you just don't get heroin right from the poppy, you know. You just don't get cocaine right from the coca leaf, you know.
I don't know, man. I mean, I understand why you're defining it that way, and I think a lot of people would define drug that way. But also, would you say that if you reduce down cannabis to hash oil or butane hash oil, cannabis wax, if you are concentrating the active chemicals in the cannabis down into a more concentrated substance, is that then a drug?
You're concentrating it when you make it into an oil. I don't think it's a drug.
You absolutely are.
When you render something out of that concentration, okay, then...
But you're rendering the concentration. You're taking raw cannabis and you're breaking it down.
Then you could call tinctures or extracts a drug.
Yes, and the reason why they're drugs is because they are... Here's a basic definition of drug.
From
the dictionary, any article other than food intended to affect the structure or any function of the body of humans or other animals.
Than food. Cannabis is a food. It's the most nutritious food known to man.
It is a plant. It is a flower. It's not very tasty. You really wouldn't want to put a cannabis flower in your mouth. I mean, it's kind of...
doing your body really good because that's how you get the best CBDs out of it, is by consuming it raw. By making juice out of it and drinking it is the best way to get the CBDs. The next best way is eating it in the salad. You take the sun leaves and put it right in your salad.
So let me ask you...
That's a good argument. I mean,
is tomato sauce a drug? So you take tomatoes,
you're making a concentrate.
You boil them down.
You're making a concentrate out of tomatoes.
That's
tomato
right.
Paste. Tomato paste would be the heroin of tomatoes.
Thanks for the call, Dave.
Hold on, wait a second. You haven't dropped him, have you?
No, he's right here.
Dave, what can you do with marijuana?
With hemp, you mean?
Hemp, excuse me.
It's food, clothes, housing, fuel, jobs, medicine. It brings people together, man, and talk and communicate.
Maybe medicine's a better word then, all right? How about using the word medicine for cannabis rather than
that's
drug?
That's only one very little.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
But
that's the reason why most people use it.
You
thanks for the free talk. I love your calls. I love you. Thanks, Dave, for the call tonight. It's great hearing from you again. And I'm glad he called about that because this is a good question. How do you really categorize this thing? Because it is a plant. It is a flower. He's right. You can grind up a flower and do things with flowers, you know, cooking things with them or just eating them. Adding it to a salad. I think he makes some solid points there. But when you're using that flower, knowing that it has a psychoactive component to it, or knowing that it has a medicinal aspect to it, aren't you using a drug in that case?
20 pounds of eggplant contain as much nicotine as a cigarette.
That's a lot, though. You're not using the eggplant for the purpose.
A lot of eggplant.
But
in order to satiate your nicotine, let's say you're trying to give up smoking cigarettes and you're just going to eat a lot of eggplant to sort of satiate that, are you then not consuming food but instead consuming a drug?
I think that whether or not cannabis is a drug depends on how it's being used. So.
I think that the word drug is essentially just propaganda.
Hmm.
It's propaganda against a plant. You can't define marijuana as anything, cannabis, whatever term you want to use. I don't find the terms to be particularly harmful, but whatever. You can't define it as anything but what it is. It's a dried plant.
Yeah. That has effects similar to drugs
sure
in some
do.
Ways, and is
to
has chemicals plus psychoactive chemicals.
Dried plant. He said, "Look, it was a great example. The opium poppy. You don't call a poppy just a poppy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't call it a drug. You call it a flower. That's what it is."
Yeah, he's persuasive on that point. I think it depends on how you're using it. If you're growing the cannabis, then you're growing a flower. You're growing a plant. If you're inhaling the cannabis, then
you combusted a flower, and you're now inhaling the smoke.
You are using it for likely some sort of purpose as a drug, whether it's recreational or medicinal. The toll-free number here, drug is not a bad word. I think Rich Paul was talking about this. Well, okay, I understand that, and I'm trying to point out that drug is not a bad word. There are some bad drugs. There are some people who abuse good and bad drugs, and most drugs have good uses. It just all depends on the intentions of the user.
I think the term drug has been, frankly, turned into a bad word. There are people that refuse to use drugs, period. Whether the prescription, over-the-counter, illegal,
so should they refuse to use cannabis when that might help them?
Right. They just don't like the term drug. They don't want something because it has been refined in that way. Cannabis has not been refined. Now, I'll remind you that there are poisonous plants out there. So the idea that something is natural, that a plant is natural, therefore good for you, is
I'm not saying that.
Not accurate. No, I know you're not saying it.
Some people use
that terminology.
Don't pick all those berries out in the woods. Let's go to Tammy, listening in Newport News, Virginia, to WNIS. Hello, Tammy.
Hi, how are you doing, sir?
Hey, great. Go ahead.
Okay, well, my thing was, we're talking about the elections. I mean, well, my thought is on the elections.
Yes.
And we have Donald Trump and we have Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
Actually, we're getting to the point we have to vote for the lesser of two evils.
It's always that way. Did you feel like it wasn't that way before?
No, I have. But where I felt was I've actually went and voted, and I skipped the presidential side. And I think that was Bush Jr. and Kerry, because I didn't like either one of them. But
Tammy, I want to hear more about what you have to say and where you're coming from. So stand by. We're going to bring you back here in moments. 855-450-FREE. It's not to the point of having to vote for the lesser of two evils. It's been that way my whole lifetime. And it's, of course, more than two evils. There are third-party candidates, and they're kind of evil, too. It's Free Talk Live.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer and compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continued to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up anything that you want to discuss. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, whether it's about Hillary Clinton, which is what we started the show discussing, ended up with a call about cannabis, is it a drug or not? You can bring up anything here on Free Talk Live. And if you support what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then please shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and there you can enter Amazon. There's some other shops there as well, like Walmart. But you can enter Amazon through the links you'll find, Amazon UK, Canada, and Amazon US. You do your shopping. You get the stuff you were going to likely buy anyway. You get the same deal you're going to pay. You're not paying more when you go through shop.freetalklive.com. It's just that Amazon doesn't keep all of the profits. They'll send some to Free Talk Live. So please, go to shop.freetalklive.com. It only takes you an extra moment to do that. And if you want to save that moment in the future, just go there once, shop.freetalklive.com. Click the Amazon link for the Amazon of your preference, and then bookmark that link. And then every time, you can just go back to that bookmark, and we'll get the credit, and you'll get your shopping done. You'll get great deals, free Super Saver shipping, Amazon Prime, and everything you're used to there. So, shop.freetalklive.com. We're back with Tammy, listening in Newport News, Virginia. You were commenting on Hillary Clinton, and I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your full thoughts out.
I apologize for my words. When I say the lesser of two evils, I didn't mean they were evil people. I was listening earlier, we were talking about that no matter what happens, it's going to be the same.
Well, I don't see the thing with evil people is the people that do evil a lot of times believe they're doing good. So they believe likely that they're helping their friends, or they believe that they're helping themselves, or they're helping the world, or doing what they believe is right for the country. But ultimately, what they are doing is evil. The federal government is an evil institution, as all states
I thought you took offense to what I said.
Oh, no, not at all. No, I think that it's absolutely an evil thing to use the threat of violence and actual violence against peaceful people to get them to behave in the ways that you want them to. And that's what the government does, whether it's the Hillary or Trump or some third-party candidate in charge, the government will continue to be evil. And so, therefore, by proxy, they are evil for taking over the reins of power without explicitly denouncing it. If there was somebody who was denouncing the reins of power while they were winning an election, then I might not think they were evil, like Ron Paul, for instance. But otherwise, most of them are evil.
Okay, well, this is what I'm saying. Even with Donald Trump, I mean, do I think he is a racist? I'm a black woman. No, I don't think he's a racist. I think he says what everybody wants him to say. Wherever he goes, he has the Bible in his hand when he's there. Wherever he goes, he says what they want him to say. Hillary's just straight up whatever. Is that the wrong word?
No, you can say whatever.
Do you think that that he's saying what people want him to say, or that he's saying what he wants to say?
If he goes to the Deep South, all of a sudden, we incite racism. If he goes to the biblical country, like, Montana or wherever it is?
Liberty University, I know he spoke at.
Yeah, he does. Then he brings the Bible in his hand. I mean, he is a reality star. The man knows business. He's smart as crap. But my problem with him is no one really knows what he believes because he hasn't said it yet.
Well, he could have said it, but he said a lot of things around it.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is, he said a lot of things that a lot of people agree with and a lot of people like. Whether those are his beliefs is the ultimate question, and that's always a question with politicians, because they lie. And he is, by definition, a politician.
But it was so funny. I was watching something on WHRO when there was people from Jamaica, and they wanted to come to this country. Jamaicans are getting killed every day because they're gay.
Really?
Jamaicans said, it's against them. Oh, yes. It was on WHRO, and it was in the Bible, and they said, no, they're not going to do that. People are fleeing. I saw on that show that they were trying to come to the United States. The United States did say no. I was so proud of my country for saying no.
Hold on. You're proud of the United States federal government for saying no to gay people trying to escape persecution?
No. What I'm saying is, no. I'm proud of the fact that every time, I sound like a racist. I'm proud of the fact that, you know, every time someone has a problem in another country, they come to the United States. The United States give them a house, give them money, and give them everything else.
I don't support welfare, but I think that people who are trying to escape oppression should absolutely be able to come to a supposedly free country, don't you?
No, I really am. I hate admitting it, but it's the truth. Is what someone was talking about earlier on your show. I do not want to go to the bathroom with a man. So, no, I do have a problem with the fact, as an older woman, I'm over 50, that I have to go to the restroom with a man. And then we got
children. That's a completely different issue.
Has that happened to you?
When I look at, if I have to accept the woman, I have to accept the man coming to the restroom too.
What does restroom etiquette or who goes into a restroom have anything to do with gay people being murdered in Jamaica?
It has to do with, now we got gay men and gay people coming into, Lord Jesus.
You do understand not every gay man is a transvestite or transgendered, right? Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Why are you acting like they all are some sort of threat to you coming here in your bathroom?
Maybe I just don't want them in there with the children. I don't know.
You don't. Okay, so now you're hold on. Now this is even more insulting. Now you're saying that gay people are more likely to be pedophiles? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not.
Well, then what are you worried about your children for?
Are you only worried about the female children or the male children too?
Do you think that the gay people are going to infect your children with their gayness? Is that what you're worried about?
Of course not. This is funny.
You are very ridiculous, and you're scary at the same time. You can't explain it, though. I mean, what is it you're afraid of?
I have members of my family. I know they would not. attack anyone.
So what? Do you think Jamaican gay people are more likely to attack children?
No, I don't.
Why are you so afraid of this, then? Why are you afraid of people who are being persecuted coming here? But by the way, there are gay people being persecuted all around the globe. Russia, I believe Uganda is one of the places.
Okay. We're taking your word for it that it's happening in Jamaica.
It's a fair question. The fair question is, how does people come into the United States and they get a house, they get this, and, you know, actually they live better than a lot of people who live in America.
So that's the one point I agree with you on. I don't support welfare.
Well, I should have said that at first.
But not everyone here, first of all, not everybody here coming here is getting on welfare, so that's not the case. But let's say that welfare wasn't here. Would you have a problem with gay people coming here?
If welfare wasn't here?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, great. So then we're on the same page. Thanks for the call tonight. Although I still support them coming here anytime, because I don't think you can shut down the government welfare system, just like I don't think you can shut down the border. I mean, I would like to see welfare shut down, but unfortunately that's not going to happen even if Donald Trump or Gary Johnson or Hillary or whoever gets elected.
Well, okay, so what my support for is really irrelevant. What I'm in support of is people with good logical skills. And if you can remove from the scenario the welfare component or the entitlement component or the government assistance, whatever you want to call it, if you can remove that component and then say to yourself that immigration is in fact a good thing at that point, then in all likelihood you're dealing with the facts. Now many people will say they're taking our jobs, but that argument could be made against young people or technology or a variety of things. Essentially, in order to make that argument against immigrants, you'd have to make that argument to be logically consistent against 16-year-olds and against robots. So if you're willing to make the argument against, we Americans should stop having children because they're taking my job, then you're logically consistent. And by the way, 2015, the lowest birth rate in many, many years for Americans. So if you want to keep the population growing, a growing population tends to be good for the economy, then immigration is a way to do that. I can understand why people want to get immigrants from a bunch of different countries rather than just one, so that you don't see sort of enclaves.
Nothing wrong with enclaves.
Well, enclaves do.
Enclaves have worked out over the years.
They do inhibit assimilation to some extent.
That's okay. Do you have a problem going in? We've been to restaurants in enclaves before where they didn't speak a lick of English, but they were able to take our order and take our money.
The thing was fine. All you had to do is point at the...
Brought out some hot, delicious General Tso chicken.
Pepper steak.
By the way, we'll
continue. These round eye like fake Chinese food.
If you're on hold, hang on. We are going to get to you, but I did do a quick check here, Mark. Story from 2014, Human Rights Watch, hrw.org. LGBT Jamaicans are vulnerable to both physical and sexual violence, and many live in constant fear of being taunted, threatened, fired from their jobs, thrown out of their homes, or worse, beaten, stoned, raped, or killed. 86-page report entitled Not Safe at Home, Violence and Discrimination Against LGBT People in Jamaica documents 56 cases of violence in which victims reported they were targeted because of their actual or perceived sexual identity. They found further that some police investigations are often inadequate or lacking altogether because of homophobia within the police force. So, there you go. There might have been something to what she was saying there. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Hour 3 is coming up on Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Could you use about $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.